You're listening to SBS News.
In the past couple of weeks, we've seen flooding in Queensland along with fires and heat waves in Tasmania, Victoria and South Australia. Overseas, the extremes are just as stark. There have been more intense wildfires in California, a cold snap in other parts of the US and heat waves across Europe. Climate Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says in the past 4 years, these events have increased in their severity and frequency.
As pollution is put up into the air from coal, oil and gas, we're seeing gases trapping heat right around the world, and that's affecting global temperature. It's rising year on year, and that provides the fuel for extreme weather events right around the world.
The report Weather Gone Wild by the Climate Council found 2018 was the warmest on record in our oceans. It also revealed 9 out of the 10 hottest years on record in Australia have occurred since 2005.
When you look at a long-term temperature graph, you'll see some years that are hot, some years that are cool. But over the last 40 years, anyone that is below the age of 40 has only seen above average years. So we're seeing this long-term trend to more and more hot weather and a hotter climate.
These natural disasters also have a financial impact. In 2018, insurance companies paid out $1.2 billion in claims following natural disasters. The Australia Institute's Climate and Energy Program Director, Richie Merzian, says that figure will rise as events once considered rare become the norm.
The bill to the insurance industry is growing year on year globally. I think last year it was about $300 billion in Australian dollars. In terms of the global insurance industry, and we've seen major reinsurers, who are the ones who really fund the local insurers in most countries, struggling to make some of those payouts.
Mr. Merzian says these more frequent and extreme weather events could also result in a rise to insurance premiums.
It could happen that people will have to pay more, their premiums will go up, as we better understand the nature of these extreme weather events and how often they might occur and how harsh they might be. So yes, that's a real risk.
Amanda McKenzie of the Climate Council is urging the government to act.
People are thinking about how do we provide a better future for our children, for our grandchildren. So I think when people go to the polls this time, they will remember this summer of extreme weather events and the last year of extreme weather events, and they'll be putting that into their considerations at voting time.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government has a number of policies to help tackle climate change.
We're going to reduce emissions by 26 to 28% by 2030 through our Emissions Reduction Fund and the many other measures that we have. We're meeting our targets. That's what we're doing. We've set our targets. We're meeting them.
Labor says it plans to unveil what it calls a very comprehensive climate policy ahead of the federal election later this year. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.